The weekend is off on a good foot for Vikings fans because as they're driving home from work on Friday, they discover that the Vikings have traded for Mike Wallace.
What's up, guys?
Welcome to Minnesota, Mike.
I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
All right. Mike joins us in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park to talk about being a Viking. I'm sure it was a whirlwind couple of days, but it looks like you're happy with where you're at right now.
Yeah, it definitely was different. You know, I wasn't, it was a lot of stuff in the air, so I kind of thought something was going to happen. I just didn't know where or when. So, you know, I'm happy that it's over. I'm excited to be here.
You played against the Vikings last season.
Yeah.
We don't really want to look back on it too much because you scored twice on us.
Yeah.
But when you think of the Vikings, what do you think of? Young quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater, I would imagine.
Definitely.
A head coach in Mike Zimmer, who everyone is getting to like a lot.
You know, I played against Coach Zimmer. His defense was when I was in Pittsburgh and he was in Cincinnati. So, you know, I know his defense is pretty well, you know, hoping to torch him a little bit at practice. Obviously, you know, they have Teddy, you know, a guy who's going up in the right direction in the football game. So I'm excited to play with him. Get back there. I know they have a young team. You know, I'm excited, though.
Yeah, you've played with good quarterbacks throughout your high school, college, pro career. You played with Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Teddy is a developing guy. He's going into his second season. What do you like out of a quarterback?
Knowing that he's running the show. I know I want to know that, you know, it's the guy that in the fourth quarter when we look in his eyes that he's the one who's about to lead us to victory. You know, a guy who's going to take us the distance, man. That's all. Not too much. You know, I just want to look in his eyes and know we have confidence, you know, in each other and know that we're going to do it.
And you want him to throw you the ball?
Oh, that was understood. I thought that was assumed. Yeah.
All right. What kind of player are you, Mike? I think everyone would probably bill you as a deep threat, and I'm sure you take pride in that, but is there other facets of your game that you take pride in?
Yeah, I guess I'm a deep threat. You know, that's what I've done mostly throughout my career, but for the last 2 years, I honestly really haven't caught too many deep passes. So I feel like, you know, I could pretty much do everything now. First couple years, that's what I did. Catch a lot of long touchdowns, a lot of long passes. But for the last 2 years, I was in a different type of offense. So it wasn't as many downfield plays. So, you know, I had to adjust my game. Everybody said I was a deep threat, you know. So last year I had 10 touchdowns. 9 of them was in the red zone. So I guess, you know, that's not true.
Mike has been to the place where Vikings fans want to go. You've been to a Super Bowl.
Yes.
You caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
What was that like?
It was great. It was everything you could ever dream of for the Super Bowl. Everything that, you know, anybody in the world could ever imagine about it. Just a surreal feeling playing it and, you know, watching this my whole entire life.
What do you like to do in your free time? Tell us a little bit about Mike Wallace off the field.
Hang with my family for the most part. You know, I'm a guy, you know, I go back and just hang out with my family for the most part. I have my daughter, she's getting older, she's getting big. So, you know, every moment is precious, you know. So I try to enjoy that and just be around my family.
What have your perceptions of Mike Zimmer so far?
Fired up.
Yeah,
you know, he's
good.
Been fired up, man. He seems like a good guy. You know, he's excited to have me. I'm excited to be here. So he seems enthusiastic. You know, like I said, it's exciting for everybody.
All right, man. Well, welcome to Minnesota. Glad you're here.
Appreciate it. Glad to be here.